This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
He is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Bill Bowling joins us live on the program. How are you, sir? Good to have you with us.
Hey, Coy, good afternoon to you.
Thanks for your patience. We wanted to say congratulations to Chris Callahan, 37 years broadcasting on Charlottesville Radio. We're really proud of him.
That is absolutely outstanding. I tell you what, very few people stick with the same thing for 37 years. That is commendable.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you, the big news now that's making all the headlines today is focused on the states suing the federal government regarding new federal health care legislation, what critics call Obamacare. What are your thoughts, and can you give us any updates about where Virginia is in this process?
Well, the case that we have pending in the Commonwealth is scheduled, as I recall, to come up for a hearing, might be next week or the week after that. We feel cautiously optimistic. You know, when these cases get into court, I've learned over the years you try to read which way you think they're going to go, and it's kind of like shooting craps. You never really know which way it's going to come up, but we think we have a strong case, and our argument here is just simply the unconstitutional nature of the federal government requiring individual citizens to purchase a specific product. There is a direct violation, kind of direct conflict between that and a Virginia statute we passed this year saying that you cannot require a citizen to purchase a particular product. In the context of our legislation, in particular, health care. So there's a conflict between the federal law and the state law. And in this particular case, we think there are some serious constitutional questions in the federal approach. So we're cautiously optimistic. We know we have a solid argument there, and we think the court, based upon some of the earlier briefings, may be kind of leaning our way. But you just got to wait until the opinions are in on these things to see which way they go.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, and the phone lines are open right now. If you've got a question or a comment for your lieutenant governor, 977-1070. Help me understand the difference between the government saying you have to buy car insurance and what we're talking about with health insurance.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And actually, there is a pretty clear difference. The laws that say you have to buy car insurance are intended for third-party protection. You're out there driving a vehicle. If that vehicle is involved in an accident and it's your fault, you're going to either do damage or injure someone else. And in that context, the state is saying you have to have car insurance to protect yourself against this third-party liability. In the instance of health insurance, it's a first-party liability. It would kind of be like saying to people, as a matter of state law, that you have to have homeowners insurance or property insurance on your home, protecting against first party losses. And the only way that that's usually required, say, would be under a mortgage contract agreement between you and a bank. So the fundamental difference is: are you going to require someone to do something for purposes of protecting a third party or for purposes of protecting themselves? And then there's the secondary argument that these demands are being placed by the federal government as opposed to the state government. And does the federal government have that authority under the federal constitution? And we don't believe that the federal government does have that authority under the federal constitution. And that really is the crux of a case pending before the court. So from a policy perspective, I think there's a difference between what the feds are trying to do with respect to health care and what some of the mandatory car insurance laws might do. But from a constitutional perspective, which is really the bigger question in the court case, it's just a question of whether or not this authority extends constitutionally to the federal government.
We are talking with Bill Bowling, and Chris joins the program. Chris, you're on with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. You go right ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. How you doing today, Mr. Lieutenant Governor?
Hey, Chris, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I read a little bit of history probably a couple of months ago, and the FDR ended up having his lawyers apparently go in front of the Supreme Court to defend Social Security that he had started. because he had told the people that it was an insurance program. And the Supreme Court said, well, it's against the Constitution to force our people to buy into insurance. And then his lawyers turned around and said, well, it's not an insurance program, it's actually a tax. And I had heard that this is what the President Obama's administration is doing currently with this legislation, that you know, tells the people that it's an insurance situation that we need to buy into, and then at the Supreme Court is telling them that it's actually a tax. And I wonder if you had heard about this.
I think one of the challenges that we have, frankly, with respect to the federal government's position on this and so many things these days, but to carry your analogy through, if someone objects to it being a tax, they'll call it an insurance mandate, and if someone objects to it being an insurance mandate, they'll call it a tax. So it's kind of hard to pin them down on which way they actually want to approach something from a policy standpoint. But the fundamental question in Virginia's lawsuit, and this is set up specifically in Virginia by the conflict between Virginia law, which says you can't require anyone to purchase health insurance, and the federal law, which does require someone to purchase health insurance. You know, normally the assumption is that federal law trumps state law unless the federal law is unconstitutional. And therein lies our argument that by making this demand on citizens, the federal government really oversteps its bounds and goes beyond what it's constitutionally allowed to do. And we believe very strongly that this is an overreaching. If the federal government can require individual citizens to purchase health insurance, then there is literally nothing that the federal government can't require. And we believe that's a constitutional overreaching and a constitutional violation. And, you know, we're hopeful that the trial court will agree with us. But, you know, we should all recognize that whoever prevails in this case at the trial court level, ultimately, this question is going to have to be answered by the Supreme Court of the United States. If we win at the trial court level, there's no doubt that the federal government will appeal. If they win at the trial court level, let there be no doubt we will appeal. That will ultimately then pass through the federal appellate process and ultimately to the Supreme Court. So this is a very important constitutional question. It's a very important question about the constitutional limitations imposed upon the federal government vis-a-vis state governments. Ultimately, it's a question that needs to be answered by the Supreme Court. And regardless of the outcome of our case here, which hopefully will come in the next couple of weeks, ultimately this case is going to make its way to the Supreme Court.
We're talking with Bill Bowling. We got time for one more quick call. Ann, I got about a minute left. You go right ahead.
All right. Slightly different perspective on the first party, third party that you were describing, because for people who do have health insurance now, they are contributing through higher rates to the care for others who are not able to have it. So it seems that it would be fairer all around if everyone did have a chance to contribute in whatever way they could toward health insurance, and therefore it would be fairer for everybody. Thank you.
And thanks for the call. And we're talking with Bill Bowling and Lieutenant Governor. We got about 30 seconds. Sorry, you go right ahead.
Well, I would just respond by saying that that's not the case at all. The fact that someone may not have health insurance doesn't drive my health insurance rates up, because my health insurance company isn't paying for their health care if they get it, for example, through some indigent care program. Now, if you want to make the argument that ultimately, to some extent, maybe taxpayers or government might pick up that bill, that would be a more credible argument, but it certainly is not a credible argument to say that it has an impact upon another citizen's basic health insurance rates.
There you go. Bill Bowling, thank you, sir, for joining us. We always look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Coy. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.